Yeah, that'll get in your head.
That'll get stuck in your head. Easy, easy. We've been playing all songs that get stuck in your head today. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, so congratulations to Carlo from our social media team, who did a great job of photoshopping John Ireland as Frankenfurter, the Tim Curry character from Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you've ever wondered what John Ireland would look like in fishnet stockings, please follow at ESPN Los Angeles. That is some funny stuff.
It's funny stuff. It's very creepy. And the fact that it has, like, the boss, it says boss, there's a tattoo of boss on his side.
Yes.
His arm is a little
and his
weird.
Eyes, look at the eyes.
It's the eyes and the smile.
The eyes, the makeup, the eyeshadow.
I mean, he put it all in there. Carlo did a really good job.
He did a good
job.
That's very committed. By the way, I don't think John would do it for any price.
I think he would.
He said he would do it for $1,000.
$100. He said $100.
Why does he need $1,000? Like, I'd give $1,000 to charity. To me, that makes more sense than giving $1,000 to him. He has many, many hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. What is that $1,000 going to make? Like, I'd give $1,000 to charity.
Or me. So will you do it for $1,000 in charity?
Me?
Yeah, you.
That's not the bit. I
don't need to see any of that.
I don't. I never said I would do it.
No, I don't need to see Ireland in that, but it's still very funny.
It's still very funny. So Adrian tweets, why does Venice Mace become such a stickler uptight when L.A. Ireland isn't there? Do I seem like I'm uptight?
No. What were you uptight about?
Does he seem like a stickler?
What have we talked about today? We've talked about Rocky Horror Picture Show. We talked about food prices. Yeah. We talked about, like, nachos.
We did talk about the Lakers.
Yeah, no, of course, but like
a lot
the
about
thing we can't really talk about. I mean, the other stuff that we've talked about and spend a lot of time talking about songs that get stuck in your head.
Yeah,
you can't really be uptight and do that at the same time.
Can I say this again? I really miss you halfway there. Living.
Good
that's
song.
That's one.
Yeah,
they played that at SoFi on Sunday.
Okay, so, I think I just had my old moment, you guys.
What was it?
Somebody on Twitter just wrote me, and I think this is meant to be a compliment.
Okay.
Ramona Shelburne has fun and energy, reports on NBA news with nuance and engagement, and her name is reminiscent of my favorite early Bob Dylan songs, Queen Status. I don't think I want to be a fun aunt. Like, I mean, there's all good stuff in there. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's meant in a really nice way.
Momo, as John Ireland would say, repeat after me. Twitter is not real life.
I know, but fun aunt?
What's wrong with a fun aunt? You don't like being a fun aunt?
I don't know.
No, like, fun aunts are older.
Yeah,
no,
they're older. No, that's fun. Like you're like spinster old
like
aunt.
Like my Aunt Karen. She's fun.
Fun.
No, like my aunt, whenever I had a fun aunt, I do have a fun aunt.
How old is she?
I would go hang out with her. I mean, she's, you know, older than I am.
Agatha.
Right, but at the same time, like, I would have fun with her, and then she would send me off to my parents, you know? So, like, you get all the fun.
I'd much rather go for like fun sister.
Fun sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun friend. Right.
Yeah.
Fun aunt.
Different. Fun aunt.
I just aged 25 years there.
So my fun aunt is Karen. And we have speculated for years. Her hair has never changed from the moment I was born till.
What color is it?
Now. It is blonde.
Yeah.
But.
You got to keep that up.
We swear it's a wig.
Oh.
We swear it's a wig. But nobody has the guts to ask.
I mean, you can tell. You just put your
hand
on her head.
I mean, I can tell. I generally
just randomly
can
put
sniff
your hand
this stuff.
Head.
I can sniff
give
out
her a hug, you know?
Hey, Mace, remember everybody thought you had a hairpiece?
Oh, everybody thought I had a hairpiece, yeah. Yeah, everybody thought that. Never.
What would
I always
do?
Said, just walk up to me and pull my hair.
Yeah. What would people do? Did anybody do that?
No, nobody did. But I don't know if people really believed it. I guess it did look. No, I don't think it looked like a hairpiece.
Were people
at all.
Look? Did we catch people looking at you weird?
Yeah.
You're, would you ever call it out? Be like, are you looking at my hair? See if I. Are you checking it out? Would you say
people
it?
My
did.
Eyes are down here. Okay.
People definitely did. Yeah, look down here. All right. So, did you watch Peyton and Eli last night?
A little bit.
What do you mean a little bit?
That game sucked.
Well, the game was, I mean, the game was the game. It was in the rain.
I know, Peyton
God,
Eli is not really
suck
about the
when
game.
In the rain.
Yeah.
I was glad Seattle lost. I root against Seattle. I root against the other teams in the NFC West. So Seattle's down and San Francisco's down, which is good. It's really just us and Arizona now. But I love the Eli Peyton mega cast or the Manning cast. Greg, you will only watch that now,
I
right?
will only watch it because it is way more exciting than the game usually is.
No.
What do you mean no?
They need somebody to talk about the game.
They don't.
I'm watching the game, and I'm basically at a Super Bowl party with people who won't shut up.
That's the point.
No.
Like, I want to watch the game. I can't hear any natural sound. When there was a good game, I remember that first game, Baltimore against who was it, Kansas City maybe? Like, it was such a good game, and they just wouldn't shut up. I just want to watch. Tell me what's the Oakland game, Baltimore and Oakland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, Baltimore and Vegas now. Okay, the Raider game. Like, that was such a good game, and I always watch the real game.
I will only watch the Manning cast now.
Yeah.
And you know what I love about it? It's like being a fly on the wall while two of the greatest quarterbacks in history are BSing. And last night, there were really cool guests, like Marshawn Lynch was really funny. Drew Brees was on there at one point. I thought he was kind of a bust. He didn't bring much of anything. But Brady was great.
Yeah.
Imagine how many Super Bowls were on TV when Brady, Manning, and Manning were together. Brady has more than Manning plus Manning.
One of the things that Peyton said last night, he goes, Jeff Saturday loved me spanking him.
What?
Exactly. Exactly. Because they were talking about silent counts and how you would tap the butt of the center. And so Tom Brady was like, or no, Peyton said, oh, yeah, Jeff Saturday loved when I spanked him.
Just dropped it
in there and moved on.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
No, to me, it's like being a fly on the wall and just hearing guys talk. And I totally, totally dig it. And no disrespect to Levy and Greasy and Lou Riddick, but I like the unconventional Manning cast to watch my games. And so I have this idea, and I've suggested it before, and maybe our social media guy, Carlo, can work on this. But I have an idea that we should do a Mason and Ireland mega cast where we all watch Monday Night Football and BS about it all on screen, you know, in like one of those Zoom or whatever those Zoom windows are. And the idea is that you can put us on your computer while you're watching the game and we will do all the BSing for you. What do you think?
I like it. I don't see what's wrong with that. Let's do it.
I don't know. I mean, Greg did that. He was sitting in his closet.
I didn't do a game cast. I did a post-game show.
Yeah, you did the closet show.
Very different, yes.
I was glad when you came out of the closet.
You know, thank you. I needed that.
You needed to. Greg used to do those shows from his closet.
It was a corner of the room, thank you very much. But
brilliant.
It looked ridiculous.
It did
I needed
ridiculous.
Something, whatever.
I'm glad you got through that.
I mean, I did that one with the Kamenetsky brothers, the late night, whatever.
Oh, the late night happy hour.
Yeah.
I was on that one a couple of times.
Yeah, I did that once. I was like on my elliptical machine at night.
I thought it was, I don't know if they're still doing it. I know they're doing the Locked On Lakers podcast, and it's great, by the way. You should check it out. I love the Cam brothers. But I went on there. I went on their late night happy hour, and I had a good time.
So on November 15th is a Monday.
Yep.
And the Rams play the San Francisco 49ers.
On the road.
Ooh. On the road.
That's the night.
Jorge, you in?
Totally. I wear everything 49ers that night.
Oh!
Blue against red, Mace. Let's go. Let's do this.
What's the date again?
November 15th. Monday, November 15th.
Monday Night Football at San Francisco. I'm completely in on that.
So the way that it would have to work, that you can only get four people onto the screen.
Okay. Now, do you think Ireland will play along on this? Or
no,
will this
too
be
busy.
One of those I don't do pictures things?
Monday the 15th. There might be a Laker game that day.
Yeah, it might be
a
Lakers.
I'd have to look. I don't know it off the top of my head. There is a Laker game that night.
There is a Lakers game. So we would be competing with a Lakers game.
Yeah.
Probably
not a good call.
Yeah, not a good call.
But you're going to be at the game, right?
No, it's at San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
And Carlo says Megacast totally possible. Rams, Niners, so Jorge can trash talk with Mason.
I would pop in. I won't do the whole game with you, but I would pop in for a little spot.
You're a part of the show, Momo.
I know, but I have a kid and things to do at night, and I don't watch the whole game of anything.
Drew Brees brought his kids on.
You can't do it for one night?
Not really. If I had to, but it's like, I don't really sit and watch the whole Monday Night Football game. I can't. That's like total
kid
time.
I don't think we can do Rams 49ers if it's opposite a Lakers game. Although the game starts at 5:15. What time does the Laker game start?
7:30.
All right, so we can do
most of it.
A half.
We can do most of it.
Yeah,
first half.
Leading up to the Lakers game.
Yeah.
Who do they play that night?
They play
Niners.
Chicago.
Ooh. That's
a good game. The Lakers play Chicago.
That is a good game.
That's a good game.
That is a really good game.
So we can do the MegaCast the night
find
of
the right
November
day.
The 15th. Yeah. 49ers versus Rams. Jorge is a fan of the evil hated 49ers, which I don't know how any true Southern California
I don't either.
True Angelino can root for Frisco.
Oh, called him Frisco.
That's okay. Leo bothers
Frisco.
Leo, not me.
It totally pisses people from San Francisco off when you call it Frisco. Momo, have you told your lie?
Yeah, long time ago.
Long time ago. Okay, good. If you know Momo's lie at 3:30, you get a chance to win a Mason and Ireland t-shirt. I have a very good idea of what that lie is. Greg, what about you?
I think I know. I'm going between two right now, and we're going to take three calls, right, Mason?
Yeah.
Three calls, yep. Jorge, do you think you know?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, that means I'm not a good liar if you all know it.
Well, we may not be right.
Okay.
So we'll do that at 3:30. Make sure you're here for that. Coming up next for you, Al Harrington said something about the NBA that I find really, really interesting. Do you know what it is?
I have a guess because it's Al Harrington.
I will tell you next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Oh, this is another song that gets stuck in your head.
Yep.
You're welcome. We've been doing it all day long.
I actually like this song, though.
I do, but it does get stuck in your head.
The video's great. Remember, everybody's in the video?
No, he's just walking around New York, isn't he? Or some city?
I thought, isn't this where Magic comes out and all the people come out and sing with him?
No, I thought this was just him walking around the city and doing his thing by himself.
No, look it up.
good call.
Look it up. All right, so Al Harrington's an interesting guy. In the league for a long time. And he has come up with a business related to cannabis. Marijuana. Which I prefer to call... weed, I think, sounds cheap and dirty. I prefer to call it cannabis. And he's got a line of CBD products, including something called Viola, Harrington Wellness, Butter Baby, and Replay Hemp. So he's got these businesses out there. And he makes a claim, Momo. He says 85% of the players in the NBA smoke or use some type of cannabis, but many have been afraid to publicize their marijuana use because of the stigma associated with the drug. Now, to point out here, the NBA no longer tests for cannabis, a recreational drug. It tests for opiates.
Yeah.
Am I saying that
right? Yeah, I think that's right.
Opioids, methamphetamine, cocaine, stuff like that.
PEDs, yeah.
Yeah, but does not test for marijuana. Momo, do you believe 85% of the players in the NBA use cannabis?
I think that's a little high. But I would say 70 sounds right to me. 70%? Sure.
He says he did an interview in GQ. He says these guys do use cannabis on a daily basis, and that stigma of you smoke and you're unproductive or lazy, that blank goes out the window. Right now in professional sports, being that it's pretty much allowed in all leagues right now in some shape, form, or fashion, the level of play is still through the roof. It's a safe and alternative way to deal with blank. Yes, we are supermen. We do make a lot of money, but we do have a lot of stress and blank on our plate constantly. So what is our vice? What can we use to get away? What's available to us? Cannabis is recreationally available or decriminalized in 18 NBA markets. So I pay taxes in this state. I hoop in this state. And you're trying to tell me I can't go to the dispensary? It makes no sense. It's funny. I've been extremely open about it. And the thing is, I don't drink. I don't drink beer. I don't drink wine like Ireland and Michael Thompson. We'll talk about opening a bottle of wine. And Michael brings his Camus on road trips. And, you know, people drink bourbon. And
he's got that Jamaican rum he gives everyone.
Rum, exactly.
Really good
mixed
too.
Drinks, alcohol, liquor, hard drinks, hard alcohol. I don't seltzers. I don't drink any of that stuff. I've chosen my way to relax, and that is with cannabis. And he says that he thinks this year two of the top 10 players in the league will speak openly about their cannabis use.
I'm pretty sure Kevin Durant has.
Has he talked openly about cannabis use?
Yeah, I feel like I saw a story written by Brian Windhorst about it. Like he's investing in a cannabis company or something.
There's a difference between investing in a cannabis company and actually using cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
I think there's a pretty strong connection.
You think there's a strong correlation between investing...
You can make that leap.
...in a cannabis-related company and actually using cannabis.
Isn't it stranger when somebody doesn't use cannabis than when they do at this point? I'm shocked if somebody doesn't at this point. I don't, but I'm
assuming
most people
do. Well, there are
people
that are, and if you're a kid, don't use it. And I understand restrictions, and you got to be 18 or whatever to use it.
Yeah, NBA star Kevin Durant teams up with Weed Maps to destigmatize marijuana. Yeah, he entered into a legal cannabis business with Weed Maps.
Okay, there you go.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah,
I mean,
literally, here's a photo of him blowing smoke out. I mean, it looks like he's smoking. I mean,
is there really any difference between winding down your day with wine or winding down your day with cannabis?
I don't think so. I mean, the thing I don't like about weed is that it's unregulated. So I don't like the unregulated nature of it because...
You had a bad experience.
Yeah,
I had
a bad experience. So, like I
edibles.
Am... with edibles. And I think that is a... That's a big problem to me. Like, when I take two Advil, I know I'm going to get two Advil.
Right.
You know, like when you take a regulated pill from some industry, like, you have some level of faith that it's going to be...
That's what pill does.
Yeah. And I don't like that it's unregulated. I wish it would be just legalized, regulated, whatever, because I totally believe in the benefits of it. I mean, when I had my back stuff, that was like way better than doing any opioids.
Was that better than an opioid?
Oh,
right?
My God, a million times.
When I had my neck surgery, when I had my disc C5, C6 fused, when I got out of the hospital or when I got done with the surgery,
they
offered me a prescription for OxyContin, and I was like, nope, not using OxyContin.
Yeah, I think that's more dangerous.
That's something you get strung out on.
Yeah.
I used cannabis. I used edibles. And it was a fantastic way to deal with the pain for the 3-4 days after the procedure was done. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're at a point where the stigma – I mean, has the stigma gone away?
I think it's
going away.
I mean,
there are billboards all over. Everywhere there's a billboard.
Yeah.
I mean – what's funny is I use a service called Ease. Do you know Ease?
Oh, yeah. You turned me on to that.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I texted you and I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. It's just like Postmates, but for weed? Like
usually
what?
Usually the guys that deliver to my house know who I am.
No, they look exactly like the weed delivery people.
Yeah, it's like Postmates for weed.
Yeah.
Now, I don't agree that it makes people lazy.
Nope.
I think it allows you to relax and be more productive the next day. And I think Al Harrington is probably right. I mean, the life of being an NBA player, and we talk about how much money and, you know, the glamour of it and the superstardom and all that stuff. That's a pretty rough, I mean, that's a rugged life. They're well paid, but that's a rough life, town to town, getting ready for games, having the world's eyes on you at all times.
Yep.
I mean, it's a challenging life, and we've seen guys now talk about mental health issues related to the NBA because that's real.
I also think it's much better for pain control than a lot of the other stuff they give you.
Pete Carroll has been a big proponent of cannabis for pain management, but the NFL so far is continuing to test for marijuana.
That'll change.
That will change. Yeah. That will absolutely.
Give it 5 years.
The problem is it's only legal in certain states. It's legal in 18 states.
Yeah.
So there are still places where it's not legal. But ultimately, once federally it changes and it becomes legal, I think then it will be used for pain management in the NFL.
I sort of don't you think it's a little like fossil fuels, like with gas? Okay, so all of a sudden everyone was like, oh, we'll never have electric cars. That'll never be the standard. And then all of a sudden the big car makers were like, you know what? We're going to aim to convert to electric cars in the next, 20 years or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just, that's going to be the thing now. As soon as Big Pharma gets behind it or some, like, it'll just change.
Philip Morris.
Yeah.
One of those guys.
Yeah, somebody will just take the plunge. One of the big. Well, I don't know if it'll be Philip Morris. I would say some kind of pharmaceutical company.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it's happening. And I think Al Harrington's probably right. You think he's high at 85%?
Maybe a little high. Because when you said the top 10 players, I was like, okay, let me see who I can guess. And it was hard for me to guess two out of the top 10.
Okay, okay.
So I'm like,
it's coming, though. It does make
sense.
I
mean, Durant's the only one I know is public about that.
Right. All right, coming up next for you, Momo's lie.
Hey.
At some point today, Momo told a lie. If you think you know it, 877-710-ESPN. We will take three calls and three calls only for Momo's lie today. And if you know what it is, you win a coveted Mason and Ireland t-shirt. These are rare. There are hardly any of these, right, Bergman?
There's only like one left.
This is the last Mason and Ireland t-shirt.
One of a kind.
One of a kind. One of one. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. And it's going to be a lot about Momo in the last half hour because she's doing Game of Games. That's coming up for you, too. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
What was Momo's lie? At some point today, Momo told a lie. Lie of the day. We've got the last, the only, the final Mason and Ireland t-shirt. After this, none. This is one of one. And Momo, I've got an idea of what your lie is.
Okay.
Bergman, do you?
Yeah, I think I know what it is.
And Jorge, you know?
Yeah, see.
Okay. Let's see if you guys know.
It feels like I might not be a good liar then.
We'll take three calls and three calls only. No, it's okay.
I thought I sold it.
Sniff it out.
Okay.
Let's go to Roger in Inglewood. Roger, in the shadow of SoFi Stadium. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
What's up, Roger?
So what do you think Momo's lie was?
I think she was lying about that story where she was saying that the guys were trying to hit on them. And they bought them nachos and drinks.
That's a really good guess, but every word of that was true. Every word of that was true.
Oh, wow.
That was not
Oh, man.
Sorry,
that was a really good guess. See, I had to tell a few stories today so that you would have some options. That's a really good guess.
That was also my guess.
Oh, good. Maybe I'm a good liar.
Okay, let's go to Aldo in Burbank. Aldo, you're on 710. Hey.
How's everybody doing today?
Everybody's great, man. Best day ever. So what was Momo's lie?
Roger, I think, might have just helped me out because that was one of my guesses. I'm guessing she didn't go see Ronda Rousey at Saturday Night Live.
That's 100% true, too.
Hey,
yeah,
that's
so good.
I totally saw Ronda Rousey at Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Sorry about that, Aldo.
Sorry,
man. It's a good
also
guess.
Not my guess.
And I'm not going to say anything more then.
Okay, last caller, last attempt.
I want someone to win, though. Come on.
Let's go to Kenny and Palmdale. Kenny, you're on 710. Oh, let's go to Zach and Orange. Zach, you're on 710. Hey, last shot.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Best day ever, man.
I think I got this.
Okay. Let's go. Come on.
She did not get called up on stage at the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You got it. You got it.
That was fun.
There we go.
Good job,
that
Zach.
Was good.
Way to go. Nice work, Zach. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You win the last Mason and Ireland t-shirt. It is one of one. It is unbelievably valuable, man.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for listening. We appreciate you being out there, Zach.
Hey, it took three calls. I'm proud of myself.
No, that's good. That's good. You did a good job.
Jorge, was that your guess?
The other two guesses I thought were really
good
guesses.
Yeah, those were good guesses.
Bergman, what was your guess?
That was my guess. It was that one.
That was it.
And Jorge, you too?
Same, yeah.
Is it because you're in studio? Did I do anything? Did I have a tell?
No, is your microphone not working again? No poker faces.
Could you see in studio? Did I have a tell or something when I told that story?
I mean, at one point you did kind of point to your head during that story.
Did
I? Me. I don't know if you were telling me that you wanted to speak or if.
No, I don't think I did that. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to tell a lie when no one is watching you, when you're just like at home.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Yeah, because they can see me.
Privately lie. Yeah.
Much easier.
Hey,
all right, so I wanted to circle back to this. Hit the Seinfeld. So, yesterday we talked about the idea of Mike Tomlin becoming the next head coach at USC. We did this earlier in the show, but you may have missed it. So, it was Carson Palmer on Dan Patrick's Peacock show that actually tipped this off and suggested Mike Tomlin. Momo then texted last night and said to us, I have a source.
Don't do this. Like, I don't have college football sources, just LA people, okay?
Yeah, but you said,
you notice I didn't send that into the news desk or anything.
I have a good source that says Mike Tomlin is the top choice for head coach at USC.
For show,
Momo. So Mike Tomlin.
Who said faux show?
That's me.
For show.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Tomlin addressed this before the media in Pittsburgh today, and this is what that sounded like.
Guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Anyone else? All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
There you have it. Never say never, but never.
Never say never, but never.
He paused.
The most precise denial that you could ever have, right? He's left wiggle room whatsoever. He will never be a college football coach.
Yeah, there wasn't much wiggle room there. It really wasn't. I'm trying to think if there's any way that you could later on change your stance.
No, like, I've never heard a stronger denial about a job. Like, you will not hear Luke Fickell say, or James Franklin say, never say never, but never.
Yeah, usually...
Anyone else?
Usually what you would say is, I'm not interested in any other jobs than the one I have right now. We've got a really big game coming up against whoever they're playing next.
I'm focused on Ohio State. Yeah. I'm focused on Illinois.
This is where I want to be.
Exactly. That's the way you do. You never say never... Say never, but never. You never say never, say never, but never. It's a lot of nevers.
Never say never, but never.
Never. Never. So the speculation about Mike Tomlin to USC has been completely, completely eliminated.
Yeah, I would say that's a squashed.
He's squashed that, exactly. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Momo's game today, and it is World Series themed.
Not too close to World Series. I'm just,
World,
you know,
Series this year.
Go Braves!
Yeah, go Braves. I'm not going to watch a minute of it. By the way, you can hear it tonight on our sister station, KRDC Pasadena.
Woo!
Hey, is Sliwa there?
See.
Sliwa's
here? Sliwa! Pop on! Is he popping on?
Yeah, he's getting his headphones.
Okay, he's getting his headphones. Well, why don't we let Sliwa play Game of Games, since he happens to be there. Lakers pregame is coming up for you at 3:55 or 4 o'clock today. Make sure you're here for that. Sliwa from the world-famous Travis and Sliwa show is here. Alan, how are you, man?
What's going on, Mace?
Everything is great. Show sounds good, man.
I give more probably credit to Travis. I just
Me too.
Kind of, yeah, I would too. I would too.
Me too.
We're both on the same page there.
Yeah, I think Travis, and you know, the Travis's menu is kind of the highlight of the whole thing.
Sure, sure. He eats a lot.
He does eat a lot. He does eat a lot. And a variety of stuff.
Asada is my six.
How about that? You guys hear this? You guys hear Jorge puts carne asada number six in his taco rankings? How's that possible?
That's right.
Still don't understand it. All right. That's side story there.
Asada.
Okay, so, Alan, I'm going to put you on the scoreboard here for Game of Games.
By the way, I was told about 16 seconds ago that I'm playing. Actually, I don't even think Greg even said anything. He just said, put your headphones on. I said, okay.
Yeah, swag system, Alan. Much. Swag system.
You literally, anybody could win this.
Yeah, it's just
you.
It's
you
just
don't need to
game.
Know anything.
Swag system, baby. Trust
you
me.
Have a 1 in 2 chance every question.
Okay.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. So in honor of the World Series tonight, I have trivia questions about the city of Atlanta and the city of Houston.
Okay.
All you need to do, should we play Name is Your Buzzer or
go
around?
Play it, go around.
All right, everybody go around. Okay, so I'm going to read you a fun fact, and you're going to say Atlanta or Houston. Ready?
Okay.
We're going to start off kind of hard. Kind of hard.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then we'll have some easy ones. All right? This city is one of two cities in the world to be home to two Nobel Peace Prize winners. Is that Atlanta or Houston? First up, Mace.
Atlanta.
All right. Alan.
Atlanta.
Greg.
Houston.
Corey.
Atlanta.
It's Atlanta. Martin Luther King Jr. and
yes.
Jimmy Carter. Just Greg crazy. Gets a point. Mace gets a point. Alan gets a point. And Jorge, not on the board yet.
Wait.
No. You got it wrong.
Greg doesn't.
Oh, Greg doesn't get a point. Sorry about that.
Let's take Jorge's point away,
all right,
too.
So it's hard with four people. Okay. Lots of airports claim to be the world's busiest, but this city's airport actually is, with 100 million passengers a year and a terminal as big as 45 football fields. First up, Alan.
I think this one's Atlanta.
All right, Greg?
Atlanta.
Jorge?
Atlanta.
Mace?
Atlanta.
Ah, you're all right. It's Atlanta. Houston has a really big airport, too. Okay.
I think all of us have been stuck in the Atlanta airport at some point.
Oh, yeah, plenty of time.
All right. This city is home to 21 streets with a variation of the word Peachtree in their names. Peachtree Avenue, Peachtree Plaza. However, there are no peach trees in the city, nor are peach trees native to the area. Is that Atlanta or Houston? First up, Greg.
Georgia peach, but I'm Houston.
Okay. Jorge?
Houston.
Mace?
Atlanta.
Alan?
Atlanta. Greg,
it's Atlanta.
Greg, what are you doing?
Don't ever think it is Atlanta.
You answered the question for everybody.
That was a tricky one.
I thought you were trying to
That was awesome.
That's so
that
good.
Was awesome.
It's Peachtree everything in Atlanta.
Well, yeah.
Right, because he gave the Georgia. Answer, and then he's like, Houston.
The name Peachtree evolved from Pitchtree, which is what the native pine trees were called because of their sticky sap.
Okay, I've got it. Mason 3, Bergman 2, Sliwa 1, Jorge 1.
All right.
I have 2.
I got 2.
Sliwa's got 3.
Jorge's got 2?
I got 2, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why people get us confused, Jorge.
I got 3, by the way.
I'm brown.
3
guys.
Over here.
This is throwing me off with the four people.
I'm the brown
really
one
hard.
Here.
Okay. The symbol of this city is the Phoenix because it's the only city in North America to have been destroyed in an act of war. First up, Jorge.
Houston.
Okay. Mace?
Houston.
Alan?
Houston.
Greg.
Yeah, Houston.
It's Atlanta.
Oh!
General Sherman burned it to the ground in November of 1864.
Of course. Atlanta
Who doesn't
four
know that?
Times in a row. Very
Jorge,
tricky.
Jorge was so confident I got sold. I'm like, yeah, it's gotta be Houston.
Swag, baby, swag.
All right. According to Zagat, locals of this city eat out at restaurants more than any other city for the better part of the last decade. Is that Atlanta or Houston? First up, Alan.
Houston.
No, wait, it's not Alan. It's Mace's turn. Sorry.
Houston.
All right. Alan.
Houston.
Greg?
I need a point, so Atlanta.
Jorge?
Houston.
It's Houston.
Yes.
Greg.
I needed a point. That was the only reason I wanted to listen.
Sorry,
so I'm leading this. By the way, it's a two-point game because it's the last week of October, I'm up 4-3 over Jorge. Bergman's got two. Sliwa's got two.
I got one.
This city has an underground pedestrian tunnel system 20 feet below the ground, which runs for 7 miles, linking 95 city blocks. Is that Atlanta or Houston? This is Mace's turn. This is so hard to remember whose turn it is with four people.
I will say that's Houston.
All right. Alan?
I think it's Houston.
Greg?
Atlanta.
Jorge?
Houston.
It's Houston.
I need points, Momo.
Is this statistically possible? I don't know.
No, I think I'm
okay.
No, you're eliminated. How many do you have left?
A couple more. I have nine total. All right, so that was, we have four more. So you want me to cut to the chase?
Yeah, cut to two more.
I'm going to give one. Greg will get a choice for, okay?
Okay.
When you are very far from home and something goes very wrong, you call out the name of this city.
Houston.
It's not your turn.
Oh, I thought you said Greg. Okay.
Alan?
Atlanta, we have a problem. Houston.
Jorge.
Houston.
Mace.
Atlanta, we have trouble. I'll say Houston.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
Point,
we all get a point.
So get
that was a Greg participation trophy.
All right, great.
Thanks for nothing.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, what's our score?
So is it me 6, Jorge 5?
No, I don't. Six, I got
this
six.
Is the best.
You keep taking, you take points away from Jorge.
I think
game to me, I have won.
I think every
score?
Point I've got has gone to Jorge. I think so far.
Who thought that Alan would be better than Greg at this?
Ooh.
Just Alan.
Just Alan.
Greg right, might
I got
have a little bit.
One.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Okay. All right. Do you want to do the last
loving
one?
This game, aren't you, Mace?
The last one. All right. In this city, it is forbidden to sell Limburger cheese on Sundays. Hmm. Who's first?
Mace,
should
you're
be
leading.
Mace, go you go first.
I will go. I will go Atlanta.
All right. Alan?
I'll go Atlanta.
Greg.
Houston.
Jorge.
Houston.
It's Houston.
Yeah. Oh!
Although it is unlikely to be enforced. Do we need a tiebreaker now?
Yeah, we need a tiebreaker. We're tied, Mace.
We need a tiebreaker.
All right. Okay. Tiebreaker.
So it's me and Jorge, right?
You and Jorge.
Alan,
Mace
right?
and Jorge.
Alan, you're in it too, no?
Is Alan in it?
You know,
we got the same points.
We'll just go those two.
No,
right.
Just go us two.
All right, let's go.
The tiebreaker. How many members of the Astros were on the team when they cheated their way to the World Series championship over the Dodgers in 2017? Mace?
Is it closest without going over or just closest?
Just closest.
I'll say it's 6.
Okay. Jorge?
I'll say 5.
It's a good guess.
It's a good guess. That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh!
The answer is 4. The answer is 4.
Oh,
Bergman.
Nice job, Jorge.
Yeah, 2 points.
Altuve, Correa, and Gurriel. That's it. Only 4 players.
That puts Jorge in the
lead
in the month of October.
Yes. Swag.
Congratulations,
Alan,
Swag.
Jorge. Swag, Alan.
Swag.
That was not a bad game, right? Was that an okay game?
That was a pretty good game, yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah,
because I won is dope.
I had two really easy questions. You didn't get the other easy
questions. Peach Street is still my favorite of all the questions.
I mean, obviously, it's Houston.
I wanted to. Since you're here, Alan, I wanted to throw this out. The Lakers tonight are 4.5-point favorites over San Antonio. LeBron James has been downgraded from probable to questionable. Do you have any update?
Coach will talk in 10 minutes, so hopefully he gives an update. Sometimes he waits on that, maybe a half hour before the game starts, but he'll talk in 10 minutes. So as soon as we get it, literally right as we start the pregame, we'll probably have an answer on that.
He should not play.
No?
If it's that ankle, the same ankle that he injured, and Momo says that's the case, it's the same ankle
I don't
that
like
he
it.
Injured
I got,
last
I got the
year.
Answer for you.
What?
What is the answer?
Bill Orem, Lakers say LeBron James will miss tonight's game in San Antonio with right ankle soreness.
There you go. Smart. That's smart.
But it's kind of interesting. If he misses tonight, I don't know how much of that is just, well, you got Oklahoma City tomorrow, or no, let's just let's wait on this. And by the way, isn't that one of the main reasons why you got Russell Westbrook? Put him in and let him and AD go to work.
That's the whole point. The whole point of Westbrook is who can run the offense when LeBron is off the floor. LeBron has played the third most minutes in the history of the NBA. The only two guys that have played more are Kareem and Karl Malone. That is a ton of mileage. And this is the same ankle that wrecked his season, our season last year. There's no reason why he should risk anything to play in an October game at San Antonio.
You know, the one thing I will say, Mace, that's what's probably most concerning is It's game three of the regular season. It's just anything can happen play. It's almost similar. He mentioned this in the postgame show. It had kind of a feel to that play last season with Solomon Hill, where it's not like he went down on his own. You know, it's not like he stepped on somebody's foot under the basket. That part's the concerning part, is that this can happen at any time. So I get what you're saying. Whether it's in October or if it happens a couple months down the road, of course, you try to play it safe with LeBron.
Okay, I want to wrap up today. We had a minute here left. Ask Slee. We're going to do an Ask Slee. Okay?
What do you got? Let's hear it.
It's our question of the day. It was our wheel of questions. What kind of animal would you choose if you had to be Iron Man?
What kind of animal would I choose if I had to be Iron Man?
Beat Iron Man, yeah.
Oh, do you want to know Iron Man. We said first so that you can
think? I think I have one in mind, but
ooh,
yes.
Okay. I said killer whale.
Yep.
Want to take him underwater.
Corey, what did you say?
Shark.
Bergman?
Yeah, we talked about Kraken. Or
oh, a Kraken. Yeah, sure. A Kraken is a
myth. Because Iron Man's real.
Oh, Iron Man's real, too. Oh,
and I said a horned owl, because it can get into his mask.
Yeah, probably going to lose. I was going to go with a bear. I don't know how good that's going to do when it's all said and done. Might lose that matchup right there.
Yeah, no, I think bear loses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bear not loses. Big enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Ask Slee, by the way. Why don't you do it every single day?
Tuesday, Thursday, definitely need Funch a Bunch. And by the way, Taylor, what did you call it? A ton of Taylor. I've told Trav, there's kind of a naming rights on that, that when we mention Ton of Taylor, we have to say there's a Steve Mason naming rights there. You came up with a name, and I don't know if he's fully accepted that you came up with it, but you came up with a name.
But I am a regular listener to the Travis and Sliwa show.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
How regular?
At least twice a week.
I thought you were going to say once a week. I was like, that's pretty good. We'll take it once a week.
No, at least twice a week I hear you when I'm driving to Starbucks to get my reduced fat turkey bacon cheddar sandwich.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Absolutely. Hey, one other thing I wanted to mention before we get out of here. If you're getting ready for the NFL weekend, the Rams are 14.5-point favorites over the Houston Texans in Houston this weekend. And the Raiders, I think it's their bye week. Is that right, Craig?
Yep.
Sure. I don't see him anywhere, so it's their bye week. Tomorrow, Coach Sean McVay will be with us from the 6-1 Rams.
I'm going to work on my questions for him. I'm never very good at that.
Try to come up with
something. I'm always
good.
I get thrown off by his cadence. It's like I'm jumping the snap count every time.
He's loosened up a lot this year. Yeah. He's a lot more. We're asking him, you know, weird stuff, and he's rolling along with it.
I know.
Also, tomorrow, the great Frank Caliendo will be with us.
Oh,
make
so
sure
good.
You're here for that. We will wrap up tonight's game in San Antonio. Plus, tomorrow night, we're getting ready for OKC, which should be an automatic win. OKC is absolutely awful. Hey, Sliwa, have a good pregame.
Sir, thank you, man.
All right, Lakers pregame is coming up next for you. Thank you to Momo, Jorge, and Bergman. We'll see you tomorrow on Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.